Here's where both the CDC and the FDA have come up with a really great plan. And the first two parts of this are to think clean, and that means wash your hands frequently. And that's before and after food prep. It's after using the bathroom, it's after changing diapers, and it's after handling pets. And I think it's really, everybody gets caught up in activities at home, and you might not realize that you haven't done those things, but it's really critical. You also want to take all cutting boards and wash them with hot, soapy water. If you can, the preference is to use paper towels. But if you're averse to that, and I understand why, then, and you're using cloth ones, you want to make sure that those cloth towels are being washed frequently and they're going in hot, not warm water. And you want to rinse and scrub all fruit and vegetables before eating them. And here's one that I think most of us forget. Canned food or anything you bring from the grocery store, wipe it off. You know, that can just help eliminate some problems. The other thing you want to remember is to separate. So this is true even in the grocery store. And I'm really careful in the grocery. I put the meat or poultry or fish that I get in one part of the cart. And this is really important because this is how you can get cross-contamination, not just at the grocery store, but also in the home. It's very easy to do this. So you want to make sure that fresh produce, et cetera, is away from anything that might be raw. And now that we're into grilling season, if you're using marinades for the grill, which is terrific, be sure that once you've put raw foods in those, you don't want to reuse them unless you've boiled them. And the same is true of that platter that you've taken the steak out to put on the grill. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put the cooked steak back on the platter that had the raw food.
And another important reminder about grilling is making sure that you've cooked to the proper temperature.
Absolutely. And this is where thermometers really play a key role. So you can't just look because we can't tell. You really do need to use the thermometer.
A lot of folks, I think, also don't remember when you're using raw meat, the utensil that you use to cook or lift that piece of meat off the platter onto the grill or to the stove, you can't then use that to flip over your meat once it starts cooking.
Exactly, because if there is something in that meat or poultry or fish, you've now just cross-contaminated it.
And one of the things we've learned about this particular E. coli outbreak with romaine lettuce, you can't wash this away.
That's absolutely right. Once this stuff is in there, you really want to just avoid it until this problem is over, because E. coli or any other these foodborne diseases can be really serious business.
Yeah, I have a question, because you're still seeing romaine lettuce on the store shelves right now. We've been told not to eat it, whether it's standalone or in a bag with other mixed greens. Is that still the case? And if so, why is it still being sold?
What the FDA is saying is avoid all romaine lettuce right now. There may be some locally grown romaine lettuce that is showing up, but when in doubt, you know, throw it out. I mean, if you've ever gotten a foodborne illness and you know how sick you can get, and if you happen to have other health problems on top of that, it can really be dangerous.